In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep, spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Rob Britton, CDOT back on Monday. Well, Rob, you started this thing, what, 85 days ago? Working days ago? 15 days, Patrick Mahomes days, until, or Dylan or Iola, if you're a Nebraska fan, because he was named the starter there as well. I'll get to it. The text line's been asking me if I saw where Peyton has named Bo Nix as starter. Yes, we're going to get right into that with NFL topics. But speaking of NFL, did you see what Ja'Marr Chase allegedly wants? Now, keep in mind, he's under contract this year and next year as well because he's a first-round pick, so you get the 5 years. Did you see what he allegedly has been looking for? Because he's not practicing, and the Bengals desperately need Ja'Marr Chase. He wants $40 million a year.
I mean, that's not surprising. He wants Justin Jefferson money.
Of course he does. And will the Bengals pay it? The Bengals have been notorious for not paying players. They paid Joe Burrow the bank. He got the bag. Will they pay everybody else? Because then the guys on defense start wanting money. I always thought that Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow would be a great combination because they were together in college. Heck, Ja'Marr Chase won the Biletnikoff with Burrow in college. But to me, the Bengals, if we're going to put him on, you know, tier one, he's got to get the practice because he's not been there. You know, in other news around the NFL, did you see Trent Williams? You know, he's not back yet. He hasn't. McCaffrey's been dealing with an issue. Schrader actually started for him in the preseason game a couple days ago, the 49ers. We get the final preseason week tomorrow against the Bears, and there's a handful of games on Sunday. I mean, how would you like to be playing on Sunday when you get your cuts on Tuesday? I'd just soon play on Thursday. I think the last preseason game, they all should play on Thursday, to be honest with you. Get it out of the way. Get these guys some extra rest before the season.
Remember when the preseason used to end the same day college football began?
It did.
And there'd be like a Thursday night game. You'd be like, I remember Kenny Hill. Remember the Kenny Hill was the hottest name in college football for like 48 hours? Kenny Hill played South Carolina the same night the Chiefs played like preseason game number 3 one year. And I remember being like, who would watch the preseason over college football? So I like that the NFL preseason is overdone in the rearview mirror by the time actual college football starts. Like, I know we have week zero, but by the time week one starts, we're not talking about, oh man, what's the deal with, you know, quarterback 3? How'd Chris Oladokun look? That none of that anymore that goes up against actual college football games.
Are you looking forward to Saturday's Florida State Georgia Tech game in Ireland?
Yes, because I want to see what Florida State is, but
yeah, I think they're the odd team out of the playoffs.
It kind of reminds me of last year's Navy versus Notre Dame game. It'll be exciting to watch because football's back on, but then like after a half, I feel like it'll be like, all right, we know who the superior team here is. We're kind of done.
But at least you get college football. Actually, we have real football now from now until into the Super Bowl because you got college football this weekend. So we have real football. High school football is getting ready to start in Missouri. So we got real football. I mean, it's here. I mean, all that waiting and stuff, it's done. I mean, football is here. You get the preseason out of the way. The last preseason game is, honestly, I hate it. I don't like preseason football. I used to like it a little bit more, but third preseason game, no value unless you're filling out the end of your roster, but you're not going to see any starters in this game. This is the game people give their tickets away. this is the game people give them. Hey, you want to go to the Chiefs game tonight? You want to go see it? Because you're not going to see any of the stars playing in this game tomorrow. But there is some redeeming value, and we'll talk about that tomorrow with some guys that definitely could make roster spots due to that. That game's actually big for some players on this team. Not all. I think eventually the NFL gets rid of it. I definitely think they're going down to two games when they expand the season to 18, because 18 games, I think they're going to do that. They have the extra bye week, get that extra TV window in there. Definitely think that's going to happen. But I think preseason eventually is going to go down to where teams just scrimmage each other. And I know the Chiefs and Raiders, teams that don't practice against other teams. But all it is a bunch of fights and things that happen. Look at the Jets and Giants. They were talking trash to each other. Do you get much value out of that, or do you get more value from the Chiefs with this offense going against this great defense, or this defense going against Mahomes every day? Because to be honest with you, I think Chiefs get more value out of that than they even do in the preseason games, because they see a better defense. Spags dials things up at times. They're getting much better looks than what you get in preseason with vanilla defenses, not seeing anything. So you see more in practice for the Kansas City Chiefs. But the AFC West is starting to shape. It looks like Justin Herbert's now back at practice for the Chargers. He's back throwing the football. I will say this, though, Rob. The few days where he was out, the few weeks that he was out, I do believe Carson Wentz became the second-best quarterback in the AFC West without Herbert practicing. Because I think it's better than what you've seen from Gardner Minshew. And you saw the old workout video from the Raiders. He's ready to go. Does Gardner – I like Gardner Minshew. I liked him going back to Washington State. And he transferred from there to there. But Gardner Minshew has always been serviceable. Aiden O'Connell, I think he's terrible. I think it's a bad choice between both. Denver, I think, was ready to go forward. Russell Wilson wasn't near. For all they gave up for Russell Wilson, this ought to make Chiefs fans happy that Denver, to me, it's go back to the start. Same with the Raiders. They were advancing. I think they were building their rosters up well, but now it's – you hit that space in a game where you have to go back to the start. You have to go back to start without a quarterback. But Bo Nix was named the starter for the Denver Broncos today. And Zach Wilson, of course, there as well. And, you know, Sean Payton's talking big things with him. But I always thought it was interesting that Sean Payton took this job, because he knew he was going to be hamstrung with Russell Wilson there in the beginning. Then could he get his quarterback? Did they settle on getting Bo Nix as their starting quarterback, or does Sean Payton know something different? Now, they've been playing the game that they schooled the Raiders on draft night.
Behind us were the Raiders. And so our concern right behind us were the Raiders. And then it was like, well, call the Raiders and tell them we might want to move back to see if.
Yeah.
And so there was this, they didn't want to move up. And then there's that, you know, minute you wait, and then we'll stay put, and the Jets make their pick, and then here we are.
What was the reaction like in the draft room?
It was outstanding. It was outstanding. Like, it was.
Did you see it? It was amazing. They were.
You buying that? And let's call the Raiders. We'll mess with the Raiders. We'll show them we want to move back, but we really want to sit there and draft Bo Nix. Would the Raiders have drafted Bo Nix? I don't think they would have. I don't think that was ever in their plans. I think the Raiders will grab their quarterback next year. Whether it's via free agents, because obviously with Tom Brady, he's not part of that organization now because NFL owners haven't approved it yet, but he basically is. They have to come up with how much money he's going to pay going forward if he's going to be a part owner of the Raiders. But clearly he sees the value in quarterback there. But Bo Nix was a great college quarterback. And I've seen a ton of great college quarterbacks. What can they really do in the NFL? Is this Sean Payton's real answer? Because Drew Brees, when he had him in New Orleans, won a Super Bowl with him. A lot of that was Drew Brees, man. He made plays all over the place. And as head coach, that was like the perfect guy for you. But you look at the AFC West and you think, okay. Because right now, Mahomes, miles ahead of anybody else. Next best quarterback in this division is clearly Justin Herbert. Not even close. And you put Herbert with Harbaugh. It's a very good combination, to be honest with you. But Sean Payton and the Broncos, which direction are they going? The Raiders? The Raiders are a good team, but they're sitting here screwing around with, you know, your Gardner Minshews of the world. He's going to throw as many picks as he does touchdowns. I always like Gardner Minshew, but that's not a guy to lead your organization. And I don't know where you come out on this, Rob. Listen, Bo Nix had some mixed reviews at Auburn. He really did. At Oregon, I thought he was very good. But again, sometimes you're a product of your system. I don't believe in Bo Nix like I did the other quarterbacks in this draft. I just didn't.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I obviously Sean Payton does. He believes in Bo Nix and the direction he's going. But even like Zach Wilson, this was Sean Payton just on Zach Wilson, who'll be in the mix there for the Broncos.
This freaking Zach Wilson now, the last week and a half.
That's great.
I grabbed him and I said, look, I just want you to focus on having fun and playing. My job is to make you millions either with us or for another team.
Wow.
His last 2 weeks have been outstanding. Yeah.
But he wasn't named your starter. Bo Nix was named your starter. What kind of millions is going to make Zach Wilson? The guy was sent for, what, a six-pack of beer. I mean, he was hardly traded for anything. What was the value of Wilson? It was nothing, right? The Broncos got nothing. I mean, it was a worthless trade because we saw Fields go to Pittsburgh and we saw Wilson be traded for literally nothing. But how's Sean Payton going to make him millions? I am curious about that. Does Bo Nix fit? Are you scared of Bo Nix? Does Bo Nix strike fear at any Chiefs fans? He shouldn't. I think the Denver Broncos I think the NFL is starved for quarterbacks. There's guys that are drafted this year that had no business being drafted in the first round. And then you got teams like Atlanta that really like Michael Penix that have been sitting him, even though they just paid the bag for Kirk Cousins to come in, which really doesn't make much sense. But Bo Nix is the Denver Broncos starter at this point. So good luck to Denver. You don't have a quarterback. How really good are you going to be? I think the Chiefs have proven that. Everybody's trying to search for that quarterback, for the best guy to lead the organization, the Patrick Mahomes effect on all these teams, because literally he's got that effect on teams. Teams are searching for that guy. They want the next Patrick Mahomes. They want the guy that they can just rely on. Is Bo Nix really that guy that you can rely on in Denver for the longest time? I don't think so. I'd be curious.
So you're out on Nix?
I'm out on Nix, man.
I don't think he was a great draft pick, but I don't think he was a great draft pick because of his age. Like, I think the hang up with Nix was always his age. I look now and I'm like, I think he can be a fine NFL starter. I don't know he's transcendent. I don't know he's a star. I don't know he's Mahomes or Breeze or one of those, wow, can you believe we have him type of guys, but Bo Nix could easily be Kirk Cousins. Bo Nix could easily be Alex Smith. Like, I feel bad that those guys get thrown around as like, but there's nothing stopping Bo Nix from being the 9th to 16th, 17th, 18th best quarterback in the NFL. Bo Nix reeks of serviceable, but I don't think he's bad. Gardner Minshew is bad. Aiden O'Connell is bad. There are teams in the NFL where I'm like, oh, you're in a bad shape. I don't feel like the Broncos are in bad shape. I just don't think. I think they spent a lot of draft capital on a 27-year-old serviceable player. They drafted a signable free agent. That's how I view the Broncos. But I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I'm not out on him.
Well, the system in Oregon, he became a much better quarterback than he was at Auburn. Kind of forced out at Auburn. I mean, the guy played 5 years of college football. Does he really strike fear? Yeah, I don't think so. Bo Nix. Part of his game has been his scrambling ability. He had 510 yards rushing 2 years ago with Oregon, 234 this past year. I think the rushing yards come way down with Bo Nix in the National Football League. Serviceable quarterback? Could he be a number two quarterback in the NFL at certain points? Yeah. But honestly, would you have Carson Wentz start or would you have Bo Nix start? I'd prefer Carson Wentz over Bo Nix, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's Denver's problem. But the AFC West in a mess right now, except for the Chiefs and the Chargers at the quarterback position. But it's been 15 days to kickoff as we're 15 days till the Chiefs get going against the Baltimore Ravens.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.